This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton.
Just minutes after delegates to the Republican National Convention in Charlotte, North Carolina, formally awarded him the party's nomination on Monday, President Donald Trump took to the stage to make a nearly hour-long speech in an unannounced but highly expected appearance. He told his audience that the Democrats are trying to steal the election without providing evidence for those remarks, speculating on the use of mail-in ballots designed to protect against the spread of COVID-19. Mr. Trump said the only way the Democrats can defeat him at the polls in November is through a rigged election. Suppose they don't mail them to Republican neighborhoods, he said. As part of a significantly scaled-back proceeding in response to the coronavirus pandemic, only a small fraction of the total Republican delegates took part in nominating Trump and Vice President Mike Pence for a second term. In a break from tradition, President Trump is set to speak to the delegates on each of the 4 days of the convention. Usually, the nominee does not speak until he formally accepts the nomination on the final day of the event. Mr. Trump is expected to formally accept on Thursday in a speech from the White House, to be followed by fireworks. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is deploying the National Guard to the city of Kenosha to prevent violence after the police shooting of a black man. Jacob Blake was shot in the back and seriously wounded Sunday evening as he leaned into a car with his three children inside. Reports say Blake was in stable condition Monday at a Milwaukee hospital. Police were reported to be responding to a domestic dispute, although circumstances surrounding the shooting are unclear. The three officers involved, whose race was not made public, have been placed on administrative leave. The shooting sparked a night of violence Sunday night. Officials have announced an overnight curfew in Kenosha for Monday night. This is VOA News. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe visited the hospital for the second time in a week, fueling speculation he may be facing a serious health issue. Following his visit to Tokyo's Keio University Hospital, the 65-year-old prime minister told reporters he was following up on a previous visit and to undergo additional tests. He would not elaborate on why the tests were given. The four-hour visit follows an examination last week that took about 8 hours. The hospital visit came the same day Abe became Japan's longest-serving prime minister. He broke the previous record held by his great uncle by serving 2,799 days. Abe's government has been rocked by several political scandals in recent years. He told reporters that politics is not about how many days one has stayed in office, but about what one has accomplished. Abe's first stint was in 2006 and 2007. It was abruptly ended by ulcerative colitis, and he has since appeared healthy since returning to power in 2012. Belarusian authorities arrested two leading opposition activists allegedly helping to spearhead protests in the country demanding the resignation of longtime President Alexander Lukashenko following a disputed election. The opposition's Coordination Council said police in the capital of Minsk detained those two opposition activists on Monday. City police confirmed their detention. Tens of thousands of people rallied in the Belarus capital Sunday despite warnings from the army. They called for Lukashenko to resign after the disputed election results, a post-election crackdown, and a heavy military presence in the city. The protesters, many of whom were wearing and waving the opposition's colors of red and white, chanted freedom and we will not forget, we will not forgive, as they walked in the Minsk city center. The protests have been the biggest challenge yet to Lukashenko's 26-year rule. The August 9th presidential election was marred by allegations of fraud. Official results gave Lukashenko 80% of the vote. His closest competitor earned less than 10%. And U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Monday the United States will ensure Israel's military advantage in the Middle East under any potential U.S. arms deals with the United Arab Emirates. Pompeo is in Jerusalem Monday. He said the United States has a legal requirement to honor its military agreements with Israel. He made the remark after a meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Pompeo's trip to the Middle East comes after Washington helped broker the Israel-UAE deal earlier this month, a pact that Netanyahu says heralds a new era for the region. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. This is VOA News.